A Jewish Journal article. Jewish groups condemn terror attacks in Tel Aviv, West Bank. Various Jewish groups are condemning the two separate terror attacks that occurred in Tel Aviv and the West Bank on April 7, resulting in three dead and several others injured. The first terror attack, a shooting in the West Bank, resulted in the death of two British-Israeli sisters, Maya, 20, and Rina D., 15. Their mother Lucy, 48, succumbed to her injuries from the terror attack on April 10. The second terror attack, a car ramming and shooting, resulted in one dead, an Italian national tourist, and six wounded. The perpetrator behind the second terror attack, who was killed by law enforcement, has been identified as Yusuf Abu Jaber, 45, who resided in Kafr Qasim and had no prior offenses, per the Times of Israel. Authorities are still searching for the terrorists who killed the D's. The terror attacks came after Hamas launched more than 30 rockets against Israel from both the Gaza Strip and Lebanon on April 6, prompting Israel to retaliate with strikes against Hamas targets in Gaza. Jewish groups also denounced the terror attacks. "We mourn the loss of Lucy D., mother of Maya and Rina, who died today from wounds suffered in the Friday terror attack that killed her two daughters," Anti-Defamation League CEO Jonathan Greenblatt tweeted. "Our condolences to the D family, and we stand in solidarity with the people of Israel during this difficult time. We mourn the loss of Lucy D., mother of Maya and Rina, who died today from wounds suffered in the Friday terror attack that killed her two daughters. Our condolences to the D family, and we stand in solidarity with the people of Israel during this difficult time." pic.twitter.com/5eskakat69ct. Jonathan Greenblatt, at jgreenblattadl. April 10, 2023. "We are devastated by the news from Israel that Lucy D. has succumbed to her wounds and passed away," the American Jewish Committee tweeted. "She was injured in the same Friday terror attack that took the lives of her daughters Rina and Maya. May their memories forever be a blessing. We are devastated by the news from Israel that Lucy D. has succumbed to her wounds and passed away. She was injured in the same Friday terror attack that took the lives of her daughters Rina and Maya. May their memories forever be a blessing." pic.twitter.com/einks9qd7x. American Jewish Committee, at AJC Global, April 10, 2023. The Simon Wiesenthal Center tweeted, "While Palestinians distribute more candy, the whole House of Israel weeps for this Jewish mother and her daughters murdered because they were Jews living in their land. While Palestinians distribute more candy, the whole House of Israel weeps for this Jewish mother and her daughters murdered because they were Jews living in their land." https://t.co/bsechbgfzwvia@Times of Israel. Simon Wiesenthal CNTR, at Simon Wiesenthal, April 10, 2023. "Stand With Us" CEO and co-founder Roz Rothstein tweeted, "More tragedy for the same family. The mother of the two girls buried yesterday has lost her battle to live. Lucy and her daughters were all shot in their car by Palestinian terrorists. May all their memories forever be a blessing, and may the family find comfort. More tragedy for the same family. The mother of the two girls buried yesterday has lost her battle to live. Lucy and her daughters were all shot in their car by Palestinian terrorists. May all their memories forever be a blessing, and may the family find comfort." pic.twitter.com/2ntgz1p5ui. Roz Rothstein, at Roz Rothstein, April 10, 2023. Stop Anti-Semitism tweeted, "More devastating news out of Israel is Lucy D., mother of Rina and Maya, has passed away as a result of her fatal injuries from this weekend's terror attack that instantly took the lives of her young daughters. May their memories always be a blessing. More devastating news out of Israel is Lucy D., mother of Rina and Maya, has passed away as a result of her fatal injuries from this weekend's terror attack that instantly took the lives of her young daughters. May their memories always be a blessing." pic.twitter.com/luform281n4. Stop Anti-Semitism, at Stop Anti-Semites, April 10, 2023. IPAC tweeted, "Backed by Iran, Hamas is waging a terror campaign against Israelis from the south, east, and north. This isn't about settlements, Ramadan, or improving lives for Palestinians. Hamas wants to destroy Israel. America must stand by our ally as it protects its citizens from terrorism. Backed by Iran, Hamas is waging a terror campaign against Israelis from the south, east, and north. This isn't about settlements, Ramadan, or improving lives for Palestinians. Hamas wants to destroy Israel. America must stand by our ally as it protects its citizens from terrorism. https://t.co/8yyek5xz. IPAC, at IPAC, April 7, 2023. David Siegel, president of the Friends of the European Leadership Network, ELNET, said in a statement, ELNET condemns the vicious terrorist wave targeting Israel. The attacks claimed the lives of innocent civilians, including British and Italian citizens. We thank those European leaders who condemn the terrorism and support Israel's right to defend itself.